Okay, I guess we're ready to start. This week's Cedric Parker's Ascanon, I think, I don't know if they've done a scientific study, but I think it has a larger collection of famous psukim than any other single set in the Torah. I don't know, pay attention to Shabbos. There's a lot of famous psukim that appear in this Cedric. Of course, one group of psukim is psukim that are printed here in Source 1. Varim Paragvav, psukim Dalet, the test, psukim that comprise what we refer to as the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Right, we all know the psukim again, paragraph of the dalit Shema Yisrael, Shema Tzion, Shema Chod, etc. I'd like to speak about a particular aspect regarding the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, as I'm entitled to share Kriya Shema and Kabbalah's Om Malchus Shemayim, just to give us some understanding and insight on what the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, what a major aspect of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is actually all about. The second source, I made a mistake. I meant to print the mitzvahs asay days in the Rambam. So you have to disregard what it says in the paper. You have to take my word that I'm reading accurately from the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in mitzvahs asay days. Yeah, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. By mitzvah shliyahi, hatzivu ishativon of the amunas hayichud, believing in the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ushanami in kipoa hametzius ishibosa horishona echod. That he who created all existence and so on, the first cause, as it's called sometimes in philosophy, Rami uses the phrase Echad is one. The who Omer Yisrael Shema Yisrael Shema Tzion Shema Chod. That's what's meant by the phrase Shema Yisrael Ar Pot Zekir Shema Yisrael Shema Tzion Shema Chod. Uvi Rov Hamidrashos Tzion Yomo Amanas Li Yachid Eshmi Amanas Li Yachid Zeni Barabim Keil. There are many statements of Chazal that the essence of this. Possibly the essence of the belief is that there's one and only. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only. That's the best translation of Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only. There's none other like him. And Rotzim says the Rambam, the Zeh HaMaimer, Shu Omnam Hotzionam in Ha'avdus Asim and Ha'ashos and Ha'chef HaTol B'Tefer Amanah Shenamin Ha'yichud Ke'anach Nechav B'Zeh. That's the obligation. And the Rambam says in the end, that's exactly what the Gemara means when it says that this Pasuk is Kedei, or this section of Shema is Kedila Kabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam mentions Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim connection here in Mitzvah Beis. And I apologize, I printed this out. Mitzvah Beis, I'm saying Mitzvah Beis. The Rambam quotes Shema Yisrael Shema Shema Chod and the concept of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim that we have to thank our Kadosh Baruch Hu. The point is we have to believe in his oneness. That's what the Rambam tells us. And the Rambam makes reference.
What we're referring to as Ol Malchus Shemayim?
Well, the Ol is not the issue, but it is in the sense that we acknowledge it. We'll see. Okay, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's the one and only, that he is, there's none other like him, right? There's no other. So he, in Ovavado, he's the, which is the also in the subject. But that's the idea of Hashem being the Melech, the one and only, and that's what this myth is about. So, this idea that the Shema Yisrael Shema Tzion Shema Chod represents Kabbalah of Ol Malchus Shemayim, after all, if you look at the Psukim, the word Melech is never mentioned, not really clear from the Psukim themselves that that's what it is, but the Rambam refers to the Gemara, and actually the Mishnah. In Brachos of Yud Gimel and Aleph, printed in source number 3, the Mishnah says, Amru Shuv and Karcha, the Mishnah is bothered by why the order of the three parshas of Kriya Shema is in the order in which we have it. Obviously, it's not chronological because the third parsha, we call the third parsha, Vayomer, appears chronologically in the Chumash much earlier. So the Mishnah says, and so it's three, Amar Rishon, again, this is Brachos, you're dealing with Aleph, Amar Rishon and Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema Levayom Shema. Why does Shema come before Vayom Shema? Kadeshe Kabel Olav Ol Malchus Man Tchila, Vacharkach Kabel Olav Ol Mitzvah. Right, the second parsha of Shema is Vayom Shema Tishma Alun Tosai. But before you accept the mitzvah, the commandments, you have to believe in a commander. Right, so the first thing is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So there you see that the Mishnah itself identifies Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim with this Shema Yisrael Shema Tzion Shema Chod, and that's why that parsha comes first. In the Eri, commenting on that sugya, it's really a dalam beis in the base of the Eri, so it's before. It says, HaMishnah Shlishis explains this Mishnah, Lama Kadma Shemayim HaMishmah, Kavanah Tamishlavar Tam Sidur HaParshas. Ushmitok Shorah Tanashah Parshas Tzitzis Kodmah Torah Shar Parshas. The Tana noticed that the Parshas Tzitzis comes before chronologically in the Torah. So obviously there must be some other reasons. We have to pay attention to the order. So Luchinah Nikfer Kenan 7. You can answer, what's the question, why does Shema ever come before Avraham Shema? Because it appears in the Chumash before, right? Avraham Shema, the next week, says it. And Akib, but obviously that's not the reason. Therefore, he says, again, his bonus mitziuso is barach va'achduso. The who pasuk rishon. Okay? And he goes on to give a mashal. People come, they want a person to be their leader, and he says, you know, give us commandments, you know, first you have to accept me as a king, and so on. So that's the idea, you have Kabbalah Tal Malchus Shemayim first, as Mary says towards the end, Kach Yidimu Kabbalah Tal Malchus Shemayim, Parash Rishon, Rachak Parash Shnei, 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 all mitzvahs, and so on, Talmud Torah, so on, Mezuz, etc. Even though they mention it first, okay, explains that way. But the bottom line is, again, you see from the Meiri, like we saw from around the Sefer HaMitzvahs, clearly, and the Mishnah says that the first Parash of Shema is to believe in the uniqueness, the oneness of Hashem, and that's the idea of Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemayim. Okay, what practical, ramifications does that have in terms of our recitation of Shema, this idea that the Shema'isol Shema'isol Shechad represents Kabbalah's Al Malchus Shemayim? So, we go back to that same Mishnah in Brachot Gimel Amud Aleph, the earlier part of the Mishnah, source 5, it says, Hayakor B'Torah, a guy who was reading the Torah. And he was learning, or he was practicing his Hebrew reading, or maybe he was laying in that Shabbos, whatever, he was reading through the Parsha. This week said, he was being Maver said it. He gives Zman HaMikra, it was early in the morning, and then as he got up before dawn, as he was reading it, the Zman HaMikra, Rashi explains that in 4:6, Hayakor B'Torah, again, his little brother, he's going out, Hayakor B'Torah, Parsha's Krishma. He happened to get up to Parsha's Krishma, that's what he was reading, Parsha's Krishma. And he gives Zman HaMikra, Rashi says, Zman Krishma arrived. So now he realizes, wait a minute, so can I just use this opportunity to discharge my obligation of saying Kriyashma, the mitzvah Kriyashma. So the Mishnah says, in Kivein Libo, if he had the appropriate kavana, he's yotze. If he didn't think about it, then afterwards he realized that's too late. But if he caught himself, right, hey, what happened after the Shema? Looks at his watch, oh, I'll be yotze in the mitzvah Kriyashma. So then if he has kavana, he's yotze. So the Gemara on that Mishnah, well, again, Brachot, Gimel Aleph, so 7 says, Shema Minoa, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Can we infer from here the old machlokas? The mitzvahs need kavana or not? Apparently from here you do. You see, they do need kavana. Because the Mishnah says the only way this trick works, this guy reading works, is if he had kavana. Apparently if he didn't have kavana, it wouldn't work. So we can infer from here, Shema Minoa, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Or it says, no, love that, look at Rashi and H, Shema Minoa, kavana, shebis, kavana, shame mitzvahs. What it means, he has in mind that he's doing it for the mitzvah. Before, he was doing it to practice his laning, or maybe he's practicing Hebrew reading, or whatever, just reading. But then suddenly he had kavana, as Rashi explains, miskavan l'shemitz and so on. And he says, this is a kasha on the, Rashi says, as a side point, this is a kasha on the sheet in Warren Rosh Hashanah that you don't need kavana, the case will have to okay l'shir. The guy's blowing the shofar like he's a trumpet, he's just playing, and then he happens to produce a proper kishram truth to key and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says, he yotze, it's not without kavana. Okay. So the Gemara says, can you derive anything? No. Gemara says, no. My in kivin libo likro. No, it doesn't mean when the Mishnah says you have to have kavana, it doesn't mean you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. You have to have kavana for reading. As Rashi says, kivin likros, avalo yalotzi de mitzvah, lo bein nun shimitz kavan. And likros betarba, as long as you have kavana to read, that's what it means in the Mishnah, you need kavana. But you can't answer anything about the machlokas, mitzvah shrichas kavana with it or not, because that machlokas about whether you need to have kavana to discharge the mitzvah. That's not what the mitzvah means, says the Gemara, when it says mitzvah, you need kavana to read it. The Gemara asks right away, likros, what do you mean? He's reading. That's what he is doing. You know? No, b'kore lahagia. Okay, he was reading to correct. He's a sofer, let's say. And he's looking in the printed text. He wants to fix the Sefer Torah. He's checking the words. As Rashi explains, b'kore lahagia. As a sefer in Yeshbo calls. He's not even intending to read. He's looking at for just to check the words and the letters to make sure if it's written properly. He doesn't even have a kavana to read. That's the case. And then the Mishnah says, if you just did that, your taka wouldn't be yotze. But if you had kavana to read, that would be enough. But meanwhile, you cannot infer from here as far as the old machlokas, the general machlokas, mitzvah shiyas kavana, that wouldn't be enough. Now, feel the kriya nami those kavana. The guy wouldn't have any kavana. That's how Tos Rashi explains. Tos is there and broken again. You're doing all so it's fine. The Kori Lahagia rejects Rashi The Pirish Makuntra Shem is Kavan Likur, Tengla, Katya Kakari. Even so, even if he's reading it just to test the words, he's still reading. He says, Al Ken Mira Bikori Lagia Shaino Kara Tevis Kuchosim Kinukudosim. Eliki Savan Kakari. Kadela Havan Machaser Sufer. And I've done this myself, I'm going to copy and over something by hand. Let's say, take the word in Tosu, for example, Lototophos. So there's no vubs in Lototophos, right? It could be, but there, in the Torah is not. So when I want to copy over something exactly, I do it myself. I'll read it with Tatsfas. I'll know not to put the vav in. Right? I mean, very small people don't copy things by hand anyway anymore. But I'm from the Friedrichendorf, I still do. But sometimes when I'm writing something over, I'm typing something over, I want to write it exactly where it's written. So if there's a vav or a yud or something like that, chaseris, niseris, I'll read it differently. Suppose that's what happened here. We're afraid the guy, when he's doing it, is not even going to pronounce it properly. That's what it means. You have to have kavana and pronounce it properly. Okay, either way, the bottom line is that it comes out from the sugya that you can't prove anything here from mitzvah shrichas kavana. It just means you have to have kavana to read it. Either rationally, tells me whatever. However, the Gemara then goes on, and that same doc is going off, source 10. Gemara says, Tamar Vana. We learn different things from different phrases in Kriya Shema, not Pesukim, right? Bahayu shalikra mafreya. Fine, you can't read it out of order. Not a rishon now. Hadvarim al levavecha. Now, the word al levavecha, right? Bahayu adorim shalikra mafreya. Fine, you can't read it out of order. That's the second pasuk, what is it? The third pasuk, The al levavecha, that means in your heart. That implies kavana. Says the Gemara, yachol tehei kala parsha tzricha kavana. Can you derive that the whole first parsha requires kavana? Talmud lomo ha'ele. No, the pasuk says, v'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ele. These things means the aforementioned, that which we just read. V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ele. Ad kan tzvichas kavana. Tzvichas kavana. Kan v'erech ein tzvichas kavana divar b'lezer. K'v'lezer is of the opinion you only need kavana for the first two psukim. Shema, we'll leave that for our shame for tonight. Shema and we have to until the words of v'chol mo'decha. And then it says, v'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ele. These things which we just read, have to be Allah of Bechos. You need Kavana for them, Dibir Rebelezer. Omer Rekiva, pray Omer, one second, but that phrase Allah of Bechos appears again later. Okay? That phrase, it says, Asher Noch Dibir Rebelezer, Mikana, Pemesha Kola Parsha Kula Tzvicha Kavana. No, you need for the whole Parsha, Asher Noch Mitzamcha, everything which I'm commanding you, the whole Parsha requires Kavana. That's the opinion of Rekiva. The whole first parsha requires Kavana. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Yochanan Halacha Rekiva. He says Halacha like Rekiva, right? And he could have asked, some learn a different Tanya. Kari Shema Torah Shechanet Libo. Ba'achem Shududah Omer Kevin Shkivin Libo Parakrishan Shuvei No Tzara. Amar Rabba Chana Amar Yochanan Halacha Ba'acha Shomer Shududah. He also says the whole first parsha. So
it could come forward.
Right. That's what he wanted to say. Everything I showed him is not the whole parsha. Anyway. The details of that are not important, but if we pause and think for one second. So first of all, just look at Rashi. Ad Khan, the first is Ad Al Vavecha, just until this word. Okay? Tosfos says, Ad B'chom Odecha, means we before. Shnei Psukim Eilu Midvar Midab, why are those 20 different? Shnei Psukim Eilu Midab, B'yichud Hashem, B'avos, you're also the oneness of Hashem, loving Him and so on, okay, which may reflect back to Kabbalah's Alma. Which reminds me, wait a second. We just concluded earlier that you don't need Kavana. All you have to do is have Kavana to read. Right, so what's this whole discussion now? And the substance of why you're going off, going over to Gilmore Bays, we just read the Chok of Lezer Rekiva and the Achra and Rebbe Yehuda, whatever, the first Pasa, the first Parsha. Well, what do you mean? We concluded above, all we need to do is have Kavana to read. Evidently.
Right.
Well, it wasn't Kavana Lotse, so the question is, what is it? Just Kavana to read? I mean, that Lechora, could that be the Machok? If the other opinion would hold, you don't need Kavana to read, you can, especially Tosla, you can mispronounce the word. Very, very difficult. So,
awareness of Kabbalah.
Oh, so let's see. Okay. Okay, very good. We'll see a simple song after that. So, Tosus there, Brochus, you allow, said, I'm Bechom Odecha, those two psukim. The next Tosus, I put in 13, Ashonach Mitzalcha, the Eke, the Amr, have a limit of a shirt, TV Sicha. Mitzalcha implies the whole Parsha, like you wanted to say. Fine. And others learn Parakwishon, the whole Parsha of Shema. Now, if you look further in the sugya, look further in that same daf, you'd give them a base. Tanur Avonim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzvicha Kavana Falei. You only need Kavana for the first pasuk. Now, it's a third sheet. We had the first two psukim ad until the Chom Odech, or maybe to Alevav Chavash, or the whole first parsha. Now, we see a third opinion. It's Tanur Avonim, all on the same page, you'd give them all out, you'd give them a base in the brachas. Tamar Bana Shmaya saw Tashem Hashem Ad Kan Tzvicha Kavana Falei Dibur Meir and Amar Rabba Halacha Gur Meir. Right, as Rashi explained in 16, I can't pasuk rishon levado. Okay, pasuk rishon levado. Why? What's going on here exactly? So the Tosus Harosh in one line says something. The other Rishon, Tosus Harosh is very concise. You know, people say it's a pity the Tosus Harosh was on the page instead of the Tosus that we have on the page. He's more concise. Says things very clear. Tosus Harosh, the Aaron Brooks, you know what I was doing? I said, I can't come out to live near mayor. Pasuk rishon hu kabbalas omal l'shamayim. What the Tosa Rosh is saying very briefly here, I think, and we'll see how we're showing him, is that this whole discussion about Kavana, you're right, it's not Kavana, let's say, it's like, we already finished that. That was the beginning, Sugya. That's it. But there must be a Kavana that has to do with Kavala Sol Malchus Shemayim. He says that's the issue. And the Rameir, and Rabbi says, I look like Rameir, the Pasuk Rishon of Kavala Sol Malchus Shemayim, apparently Kavala Sol Malchus Shemayim requires a special kavana. That's what I want to get at. With the kavana, it's like you were saying, but it's not kavana lattes. Kavana lattes, it's not that. That's a matter of mitzvah. That's the old machlokas. Mitzvah is kavana or not. The minimal kavana that you have to be, pay attention to reading something, that's in terms of discharging the basic mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Fine. But what this sugya is arguing about, the first pasuk, the first parsha, the first tuksukim, that has to do with a different kavana. Kavana, it relates to Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Okay,
and I'll be too deep in this book in terms of Kriya Shema.
That's what we're getting at. There could be, if there's or perhaps a separate kiyum, and there's another kiyum, same mitzvah,
right.
But there's another kiyum besides the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There's a kiyum of Kabbalah, Malchus Shema, and these opinions. Possibly, you could say that also. Okay, we could say that also, or you could say that it's two separate things. And I think really we're going to see. That there are different people learn a little differently on that. But that my point is that there is a notion, whether it's part of the same kiyum or it's a separate kiyum, but there's a concept of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim that, and that requires Kavanah by its very definition. Because Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, can't do that without Kavanah. It's a contradiction in terms. Okay, you can't be Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim without being Kabbalah. So that's what this, it seems to me that the Rosh is alluding to it. The Rambam says, if you look in 18, the Rambam helps Kriya Shema, Parag Beis Alaf Alaf, right? Rambam says, HaKoriya Shema, V'lo Kivein Libo Pasuk Rishon. The guy read Shema, he didn't have kind of first Rishon, Shu Shema Yisrael, Lo Yotzi Dechov Asa. He's not Yotzi. This would point towards what you were saying, that it's a Tanai in the Kiyam of the whole Kriya Shema, because the Rambam says you're not Yotzi at all. The Hashar, but the rest, V'lo Kivein Libo Yotzi. Of course, it's always better to have Kavanah, but if he didn't, Yotze anyway, as long as you had Kavanah the first pasuk. Filo haya kar b'torah kedarko. O magia saparsha sa'ilu ba'onas kia. Yotze v'hu shekivein libo b'pasuk rishon. The Rambam to accept the opinion of the mayor that you have to have Kavanah. Okay? Now, the Rambam doesn't say, but we're suggesting that it's kivein libo al kopon, because it doesn't seem that the Rambam ties this up with the regular machokas, the regular discussion about this of Kavanah. So it could well be that it's a separate din of Kavanah for Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, and that you need for the first part. That's what we're talking about. Okay.
In
a certain sense, the Muna issue, but it is a machshava, right? Chovas al
vavas. It is a machshava issue, but that can be.
Well, that's the broader. That's the bigger picture. I would think so. That's the bigger picture. Okay. I mean, lave is, lave, what it means, heart. Yeah, right. Well, like we say, but the seat of knowledge, like the same belief, Bein Lavin, right? We say, so in Chazal, the heart, it doesn't mean the physical organ of the heart. I think it means the mind, Right. Now, take a look in the Rashbo, because he spells that out a little more elaborately. The Rashbo and the Chidush and the Ambrach, he's going to be, Shmai Yisrael, so at can tzach, come and play with your mayor, Amar Rechinus, I'm fine. So he says, the first Rashbo says, in the second line of 19, he says, the Kavanah Zul Mistabrili, the Dafka L'Chathchila. This whole sugya has got to be talking about Chathchila. Because Halo Kivan Yotze, but if he didn't have Kavanah Yotze, so Kavanah, the Mitzvah saying, Tzvichas Kavanah, the Rashbo is at first assuming that this whole discussion is an inyo of Kavanah. Like, come on to the Yotzei the Mitzvah. Therefore, he says, when this whole sugya is insisting, the first puff, the first pasha, whatever, it's talking about, he's saying, not the right question. He's saying, it means lechatchila. That's okay. Otherwise, why is it different than the other discussion of Mitzvah Sfiras Kavanah? But Philip Pasha Rishon, the Easter the Kohanim from the Eved Kamar, we don't put on the Mitzvah Kavana. Right. Well, otherwise, we're able to prove for you the Mitzvah Kavana. Well, the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara can have our next place. But then the Rashba goes on and says the Epshali Lomar Od, another interpretation. The Pasuk Lishan Tzar Kavana filled with the Eved. He retracts. Well, he has at least a possibility. Okay, he says it's possible. No, you need it with the Eved. It's not just with Akhila. The Ein Dover Zeh Tolu B'Idach to Mitzvah Kavana. This is not connected to the other issues of Mitzvah Kavana. The heart of the Kavana Lot says Hadram Amurim. That's the issue of Kavana Lot. But Khan, Torah Kavana says Einim Klomar, says black and white. Shalom Yahar Her B'Dvarim Acherim Kedei Shekabel Olav Malchus Shemayim V'Askoma Talei. Let's go punch it right out here. He says this Kavana is a different discussion. This is Kavana, not to have any distractions, not to think about other things when you're saying Shema, and rather, Kadesh Shekabel Malchus Shemayim. And David said before, exactly what he says, Ki'inyan Shamu Gam came the Bracha Rishon Shal Tefillah. Like we say, the first Bracha Shemon Esa. It's not our topic now, okay? The first Bracha Tam, Shemeshah Mitzvah Shem Mitzvah Sei, Kol Shal Shem Mitzvah Sal, Pishon Shal Kabel, Arkay Mitzvah Kiyem Mitzvah Sal. El Shem Zim and Mubcha, right? But by other Mitzvahs, you could say, if you didn't have Kabel, at the end of the day, I ate a piece of matzah. I wasn't thinking about it, I was just hungry. At the end of the day, I ate the matzah. I was standing outside the Shul Rosh Hashanah, and the window was open, I heard the shofar. Then I heard it, right? So, but here, and of course, better, that Kavana. But here, Kabbalah Shalom HaShemayim, or see the Shemachim, you know, the praise of Hashem and the Shemana Esrei, so he says that's different. And he says at the end, the Rashbam writes, I gave you two pshatim, the Zen Nira Yosef is there, Zedarek Hamas. I think the second one is the better pshat. And therefore, the Rashbam at the end is agreeing. He's saying that the whole discussion here of Kavana is an inyan of Kavana for Kabbalah Shalom HaShemayim. Rashbam says it also in a Tshuva that I printed, so it's 20. Tshuva to Rashbam, Chelek Aleph, and Shin Mem Dalet. Talking again, like David said before, Tfila and Kriyashma, right? He says, Yeshba Kavona Cheres, the Kavona Talev, so Lahar Ebed Vama Cherim, Kadesh Yupin Velibo Shavim, right? You should have your heart and your mouth to be doing the same thing. It's not be saying one thing, you think about something else. Many of us, myself, you know, you're saying Shema, I say saying Shema, and you think about whatever, that game, whatever you're talking about before, right? And I've told over before that Rabbi Tversky, Dr. Tversky, psychiatrist, told the story once that a guy comes to a chassid comes right running up to the Rebbe at the davening and he says, very, very distraught. He says, I must speak to you right away. An emergency. What's about? Okay, he says, don't come in. Come out. Come in. Terrible. Okay, I'm very nervous for the whole community. What happened? Last night, I closed a business deal with a guy and made a deal and I realized I cheated him. I gave him the wrong price. I'm afraid, who knows what he's going to do? He's going to come. He's going to set fire to my house. And I'll attack the shul. They're going to make a pogrom. They're all nervous. Calm down. Everything's fine. You have to go back to him. You have to tell him all the fair. You have to give him the money back. He's straightened out. But don't, he doesn't even know that there was a problem. He hasn't even realized that there's any dishonesty, any problem. The guy said, okay, how do you know? He said, well, you told me you concluded the business deal last night. When did you realize there was a mistake? When you were saying it was my answer this morning, right? The guy didn't dodge my answer. He hasn't had a chance to think about it. So, you know, sad but true, but, hasn't reviewed the numbers, you know. But that's that. Unfortunately, that's true. That's what Rashi was writing about the Tshuva, right? He says the Kenegar Kavana Rishon She Esek Blan Lotzei Dechavu Masha Shavu Gvar Gav Mesina. The first Kavana is Lotzei. That's the initial discussion in the Gemara, and the Gemara concludes, no, that we can't bring a riot. Okay, that Kavana Shem this Ein Otzar. Just as long as you read the words properly, I explained it before. Okay, but a Kenegar, he says it outright. The Tshuva we just said, well, Kenegar Kavana Shnia. This other Kavana. So that's the sugya later on. He says up here, he says up there, and so on and so forth. So he says, and actually, what do you know? It's pasuk rishon, shukrishon, or pasuk rishon, the market is the market. Whether it's the first pasuk, the first pasuk, whatever it is. But that's the discussion, this heightened level, because you have this concept, lefi sheyesh, but pasuk rishon of a culture came to pasuk rishon. Yichud Hashem, the Kabbalah, small chushamayim. So that's what Rosh Paul says, and lefichach tzar, kavan tzalei, kate sheyichid, yichud, regular question of so both those places, that's what he says. I print in 21 the Chidush Ritzvah. You know, in the original Chidush Ritzvah, there's no Chidush Ritzvah in Brachot. The old Chidush Ritzvah that I have, you know, my son doesn't like to use my slum because they have the much nicer edition than that with block print and footnotes and course everything. So the old Kedusha Ritzvah, there's no Kedusha Ritzvah on Brachas. And most of our cook, we printed the brown, the tan covered the Kedusha Ritzvah. No, the old Kedusha Ritzvah has no Ritzvah on Brachas. They realize that what's printed in the old sheet in the Kubetis on Brachas is the Ritzvah. you look at the Shittim Gretz on Brachas Taka, it's written differently than Shittim Gretz on other. Usually Shittim Gretz, like Simba Vakama, will have a paragraph of who said it. He quotes, you know, a dozen different Rishonim. The one in Brachas is just straight. So they figured out from manuscripts and whatnot, that's who the Ritva. Okay, so, okay. Remember, the Shittim Gretz, or whatever we call the Kedusha Ritva, in Brachas Yom HaBeis, said the same thing, and he says, Hashofu Maskonos, Mashasila, the Mitzvah, ain't Tzvah, come on. But what's going on here? Our Kasha. Okay, first the sugya concludes, it's got nothing to do with Mitzvah Kavanah. And then you have a whole discussion next page, how far do you need Kavanah? How far do you just sit here and need Kavanah? He says, Yesh Olam, the Shlosha Dine Kavanah, saying there's three different types of Kavanah, the Rosh Bore. Echad B'Kriyashma, the Chod, Rishnayim, the Chod, one is, you ain't the Kriyashma, and the rest of the Mitzvah. Achas, who the Tzorah, Kavanah, the Dover, Shalom, Yeh, Kim, Mitzvah, Ba'alma. It's like, oh, Mitzvah, you can't be a Mitzvah, the Ain Dike, and also the Dover, Klal. The guy picks up a chauffeur, starts blowing and puffing, he doesn't know what he's doing. All of a sudden, it came out of steer. Okay, that's Mrs. Aiden playing to blow the chauffeur. And that's called Misasek. That's why all misses. That's for sure no good. Okay? The animal is coming in to your car. Is there a kavana tzvicha b'chol ha-mitzvah? So that minimal kavana to at least be blowing the chauffeur, that you need by all mitzvah. Kavana ha-shein is the second level of kavana, is our old discussion. What is a chauffeur ha-mitzvah? The zoo shach of chauffeur ha-mitzvah, who machlokas? The kind of one came out of the rain, so it's a kind of one. But that's my own mitzvah. Because you can't be a mitzvah, you can't be just doing something and I'm aware of what you're doing, half asleep, half bed, doing something else entirely, and just so happens that a mitzvah results. That's for sure not. The second kavana is kavana lotse, so that's the old dispute. Fine. Ashlishish, yechavan, libachol, teva, teva, yayin, bein, and yavan also. That's the third level. That's what the mitzvah says, or the shivarit says as well. Okay, the Meiri, the brachas, the Omeis, also writes, what kavanah do you need? Until what point? You can't have them mispronounce it. You don't have to have mitzvah. So what do you have? That's the question. It's all these Rishonim are saying basically the same thing. That by Kriya Shema, a different idea of Kavanah, namely the Kavanah of Kabbalah's old Malchus Shemayim. It's among Yachon, and Yeshua says it too. Okay? And Yeshua says in Brachas, you know what I'll do, Master, with more Shemayim and Mitzvah Shemayim, Kavanah. Yeshu Yashiv, the Hoyal of Funeral, the Olive of Echot, Tzorach Kavanah, Hayan, Shet, Tzorach, Lechav, and Perish, Hamilos, the Kabbalah, Olive, Old Malchus Shemayim. In other words, I didn't have in mind to be Yotze Kriya Shema, but I had in mind to be, you know, and that's your question, is if it's tied into Kriya Shema, it's a separate thing, and you can be diagnosed and issue with a separate thing, whatever it is, the bottom line is we need another, by Kriya Shema, at least the first punch, if that's what we pass him, to require this heightened Kavana, and that's something we should be aware of. And it's hard for us to have Kavana, but at least by the first phrase. And there are a number of nafkaminas of halacha, a number of ramifications of the halacha, that emerge, for example, that emerge from this idea that for the first pasuk, it's not, again, whether you have kavana for the mitzvah or not, that's the old machlokas. But as far as having kavana of kavos ha-machlokas, that seems to be something you have to have. So, that's an essential piece. That is in the realm of kavos ha-machlokas, some kind of a hashkafa or machshava. But there are practical nafkaminas. For example, the Gemara in the same Dr. Rav Zilman Beis says, Amar of Nasan Barma Upar Vihuda Sosfer. For Alavecha Ba'amida. Say the words Alavecha standing. Words Alavecha, just stand up for those two words. Ela'ema Ad Alavecha Ba'amida. Ikan Ve'elech. Low. Okay? So the Machlok is a question. You should stand up at least until the words Alavecha. Rav Yochan Amar no Kola Parsha Kula Ba'amida. You have to stand for the whole Parsha. Az Rav Yochan Tamei. Amar of Rabba Ba'amachan Rav Yochan. Halakha Ve'achar Shema Vishum Vihuda. No first parsha that requires kavan. What's going on here? Wait a second. I mean, you have to stand up. We have to not the pasuk that way, but you have to stand up. So Rashi points out that what it means is like this: Afilu beisilo, the Amri oskin lachtam the korin. Like I said, the lechav aderech, you can do other things, right? You can be walking halchin the korin. Modim heim shetarach lamod b'mokom echad ad hamikra zeh, b'pisha ad kan mitzvah kavana. It's linked with Kavanah, and Kavanah is linked with Kavanah Samachamani. You have to stand still at that point. Now, what it means, in other words, what it means is, says Rashi, and Tosu is brought out more clearly based on the Shalim, not that you have to stand up if you're sitting. But if you were walking or something like that, you have to stop for that part. So that's no Gevel Meis. I've had that sometimes, Sometimes I miss Gariel. Sometimes I'm late for Marit. So I don't want to miss Baruch Hu. So I start, walking after me. So I start saying Marit as I'm walking the shul. So they will start to fill the tube with the other people. And I try not to come late, but sometimes it happens, right? So I'm saying Shema in the street. I'm just walking into the shul. Sometimes people have to walk to shul Shabbos morning at the, they're going to 9 o'clock meeting. So it's my Kriyashma is 9:10. So say Kriyashma to yourself as you walk into shul. So it's okay. But it says in this Rashi, you have to stand still, not walking for Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Okay? Tosa says, if you have brought the Gimel Beis, 26, Olav Al-Khab Amida, Abi Yerushalam, if I love the Ihai Yoshev Omid. It doesn't mean if you were sitting, you have to stand up. That would be Mahoy Mahalech Omid. If you're walking, you have to stop. And Alpha God, they saw Amikolam Korkadark, and we call welcome. It's an Uchalam, Shumahalech, which Enam Yoshev Kolkach. If you're not able to concentrate, they need a Cholachalek Shumahalech, Kashay Omid. Chain Halach, exactly. The moving distraction, well put. Okay? And that's what the, and again, he quotes from Neb Sanchuma. At the end, the Rehu Shem Shmuel, Amar Asulah Kabel Olav Omal Chushman, Kishum Halech. Eliyamu Rikushil, Vahapta Yelech of the Kedak, and you get it to word, Vahapta, then you can keep walking. Ashala Bar Korach Shem, not the time. But my point being that you see that here's an Afkamila Halacha, that the Shema Yisrael Shem Halacha, because it requires this heightened Kavana, because of, as those who link them together, Kabbalah Omal Chushmaim, if you were walking, you have to stand. Huh? Right, exactly. That's what comes out. The two evidence in Rosh Hashanah. Verse 22. The two evidence in Rosh Hashanah of Chav Chesam Beis proves, okay, that that's got to be what it means. You know, he says, because the old Kasha, either Kavanah is a lot of things. He has the same Kasha with him, like all the Rosh Hashanah we did. He says it's a different level of Kavanah. And he said it has to be that. Okay, it has to be a different level of Kavanah. I'll say it to him outside the same minute too. The Shagazari is the three heaven. The three heaven says in Rosh Hashanah it has to be the whole, all the things we read before from the Rosh and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Miri and the Penoshua, that when we talk about Kavanah by Kriya Shema, in that whole sugya, it's talking about this Kavanah, he said it has to be that. Otherwise, we could really come to understanding. I mean, every mitzvah requires Kavanah, you have to stand? We never found such a thing. Like, well, what's going on here? I mean, what's the truth? Well, why does the Gemara seem to say, oh, because you require Kavanah, and the Gemara links them together, right? Because you look at the end of Torah 24, Rabbi Barachana said in Rioch, Halachim Acha Shom Rishum Yehuda, that was the Gemara earlier who said that the first Parsha requires Kavanah. The Gemara says that, and Rabbi Yochanan says the Halach is like him, and that's Rioch and Lashitaso, that the first Parsha requires standing. So it sounds like, why does it require standing? Because of Kavanah. So it says, Tori Evan, since when does something that requires kavana require standing? I mean, there's plenty of mitzvahs. You have to have kavana. Right? You have to come with your matzah. You want to stand with your matzah. I mean, you don't require, you know, we'll never see such a comparison. But the Rebbe says, no, obviously it's all a different kavana, and that's the idea of kavana. It's all the same thing we say. Or another nafkamina, okay, halacha. And that comes out for something. It's not halacha, but it's not good halacha. The Mishnah brought this chokhmah base, says in 28, Balkari the Harer Belibo. Okay, Balkari is someone who had a seminal discharge, a bodily discharge season. I mean, Takana Chazal is not allowed to say Kriya Shema, fine, but Nahar Erbelibu, he can think the words. There's a whole discussion of Hira Kedibur, not Hira Kedibur. Anyway, Rashi explains in the 29, Balkari, Takana, Ezra, Ve'elah, Tika, and Tila, Balkari, Lasa, with Torah, and so on. So, Nahar Kriya Shema, Belibu, Kishamadi is Manamikra. Okay, he should be Nahar. So the Gemara says, Rechista Omar, again, Chokhman Beis, Brach is going over to Chokhman Alf and Aleph. Rechista Omar, Hira, Lav Kedibur, Dom. You talk to the Hira Kedibur, Dom, you also be Sosa. Obviously, Hira is not Kedibur, because we're allowing the Balkari to be Maharer. Well, Hira Kedibur, so I might as well say it. Right? So obviously, it's not the same. Well, my Hira Lav Kedibur, so I'm Maharer. But what's the purpose? If it doesn't come, what is the purpose? What's the Hira? Omar Velezer, Kadesh Okolo, Oskin Bo, who Yoshiva Bako. Shouldn't be that the whole shul, the whole oil of the same grand, he's going to do nothing. So the good Mars says, of course, so the Nigos, Pikachim, let him go into something else, and do something else. Omar Adabar Abba, we don't have Tibur Oskin Bo. Okay, what about Tfila? He says, no, because Shaina Tfilas concludes on the Lesbon Malchus Shemai. That it wouldn't look right if the whole Tzibur is saying Shemai be Mekaba O Malchus Shemai. And he's looking up the Gemara of the Kamis on the Duff Yom Yedit. It doesn't go. Right? So it sounds in this Gemara again that Kabbalah, and by the way, I believe it's no Gelam, it's also that in fact, if you're walking in the Shul and they're up to Shema, you should say at least the first Pasuk with them. You know, you're down there, you're dropping something off, you're meeting somebody, you walk by. Okay, you should say, like we said, about Elena, we have him, but actually, we have other things too for different reasons, but they're also the first part of the Shema. That's what Mark said. Not right. Why? Because the whole, it looks like you're almost refusing to come along the Shema. That's no good. You have to have. So So that so it looks like it's going out to discussion. The hearer, the cover, pretend you're saying it. Okay? That's, you know, people do that. Let's say they're catching up. They're behind. Please, cover here. Again, why? Okay, why? We don't require by Shemoneh Esrei that you should pretend you're saying Shemoneh Esrei, right? But the answer is because the Gemara says Shani Tefillah the less by Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, less than Malchus Shemayim. Okay, so that's another enough to me.
29, the last 29, doesn't call it.
What if I can't remember what I said Kriyashma in the morning? I was giving an example. A guy was traveling on business and was going to Hong Kong. He missed the state line. Was the other way. It was only day of the week. Anyway, was that this morning? I said, I can't remember anymore. The word is Suffolk. So we usually have the rule. Suffolk comes up, right? So it says, the usual rule is Suffolk, the Isle of Homer. The word says, I'm going to do the Suffolk car, Krishna, Suffolk car. Ain't no Chosur car. You don't have to do it again. Why? Okay, we'll see why. Suffolk, Omer, Emes, Yatsiv. Suffolk, Omer, Chosur, Omer, Emes, Yatsiv. My time, Krishna, the Rabbanon, Emes, Yatsiv, the Rice. Okay, Krishna is only the Rabbanon, Emes V'yatzev. I don't want to go to the whole sugya, but Gemara will explain why it's the Rabbanon. Why is Emes V'yatzev the Raisa? Next page, 33. Rashi explains, Shemaskim Boi Tzis Mitzrayim. Because it has Tzis Mitzrayim, that's the key of the Raisa, Laman Tzis Kri Shalom 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 Tzis Kri. Okay? The Gemara will discuss why the whole Krishna is the Rabbanon. That's not our sugya. But later on, in the same Daf 34, Brachos Kofal Panal, Rav Elazar Amar, Sofek Kar Kri Shalom, Sofek Lo Kar, Chozer Kar Kri Shalom. After Kriya Shema. Okay, now Rashi explains Chozer Karuk, why? Because he cuts off our Kriya Shema the right thing. But the Tosa Rosh says something very interesting. That's what I want to bring out. There's a lot to get to the Tosa Rosh. Tosa Rosh in 36 says, no. He says, Yulmas Rebbe Lazar, Tosa Rosh and Brachos Chafal Panala, Rebbe Lazar, Sova Karuk, Shema, Sova Lo Kar Yaksu, Rekha, Filo Israel, Kriya Shema, the Rabbanon. He could, in theory, hold the Taka, I agree with the other Sheikh, for whatever the reason, Kriya Shema is on the Rabbanon. The reason is because, well, whatever, you can learn something else, you can make a call, otherwise, not our topic now, why you say, but says the Rosh, but still, Chamir Ravitzilim Mishum de Isba, Kabbalah Tal Malchus Shamayim. That suffix you can't get away with. The mitzvah of creation, again, it goes back to your Hakir, whether it's a Kiyam in the time, the same Kiyam or not, but this again doesn't look like not. You say you can suffix for Kriya Shema, you don't have to repeat, but you have to, because it's only Darbonah, second Darbonah Lakula, but Kabbalah Tal Malchus Shamayim, you do after a feast. Again, that's another nafkamina where we see that the notion of Kriya Shema representing Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim is an essential part, either again it's tonight in that kiyum or a separate thing altogether. Of salvation. Yeah, right, so it's a different problem. The whole study of MZI, not tonight. Okay, no need to go into that now. Right, that's also possible, or the workers only have to do what is it, you know, only the first two, whatever. Okay, whatever. Enough of it. Okay? Maybe it was at night, if it was at night, whatever that is. But anyway, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the paper called Shiur HaRav, the collection Shiur HaRav, I think in Yoni Tzila, with Yishma, that the act put out a few years ago, and he has different things with Yishma and Tzila. So in Dalin, he's Nun Gil, he discussed this issue, and he points an interesting fact, an interesting Dalin. And from the Vilna Golem. In the beginning of Brachos, first Mishnah in Shas, right, 37, days went off in Brachos, right? Name was like Kurdishma. We all know that. So the Vilna Golem in the Shnos Elio, 38, Shnos Elio is the Vilna Golem's comment on Mishnah, the Brachos. And Ryan says, Korin. He's the what Korin in the plural. Amar Korin, the Lashon Rabin, the low Korei, Kemosha Kasani, the Brachos, Hashem, the Brachos, the Shachar Mivarech, later on, the later Mishnah says, the Shachar Mivarech. Singular. How come here it's Korin? Well, I'll take another example. Megillah. I have Korei. It always says singular. In fact, and I should have mentioned this before, this whole Indian is telling us, and this is what I've developed, that, you know, is Kriya Shema just a chiyuv of reading like Mikra Megillah? Or Mikra Bikurim? You know, it's Arami Ovi. We're saying it's not. It says to go on, interesting, he says, interesting point. He says, by Megillah, by other things, somebody else can read it for Kiddush, someone can read it for you. So who mitnei should be brachas, echad mevarech umotzi es kulon. Aval kriya shma eino yachol lahotzi. There's no shomei akelonim. It can't be about somebody else. Okay? Ela kol echad tzarech likros bifnei atzmo. That's why it's called win in the plural. You and me and everybody have to do this stuff. Mapitom. Mapitom. Yeah, mapitom. So it's actually the Rebbe going to make the Yerushalmim. Yerushalmim brachos, per gimel halacha gimel. That's printed over here. Yerushalmim brachos, it's a chafen of days. There's no addition. If you also view the Pazi, I'm a Mestivan. I'm a low Mestaber, Kriyashma, you call Echad Recha Meshana Mestiv. Isn't it Mestaber? Isn't it logical that by Kriyashma, everybody should say it himself? And also by Tfilik, and our topic is not Tfilik. Okay, that's what Elish explains. So the Rav said the following. He said, why should that be? Not become wise. Krishma is worse than any other mitzvah. Suddenly, somebody called us, I can't be moti. A kiddush, you can moti somebody and by Megillah. We have one person who's in Megillah. Somebody. But the Rav says, Hashemir, the Lir, the Rishalmi, the Ekol, Hanach, Dina, Shomei Kona, Lo Shaychus, Ela, the mitzvah, has put us by Mira, the Kriya, the Pet. That's only when there's an obligation to verbalize. You can go in brachos, kriyas megillah, it can be kurim. Okay, the hasam hakriya ba'amira hu achetz de mitzvah. The chetz de mitzvah is the verbalization, the declaration. Okay, the kiyam mitzvah beguf ma'isad yirpeh. Okay, therefore, you can do it through hearing somebody else and so on based on din of shomei kalanim. He says achein cholak b'zed din kriyishma. The mir b'zed the mehi the ma'isa hamitzvah the kriyishma hu akriya. The ma'isa is the kriya. The Rav had many of it. You know, the vidui is the declaration, but the kiyum is tshuva, right? And other things like that. So he's saying, "V'hod the kavanos ol malchus shemayim, v'chol apachos t'posu v'chol apachos t'posu rishon." That kind of ain't the din no staff ala kriya. The name of the chet to the mitzvah kriya rak the number the din no staff the kavanos ol malchus shemayim. He's saying, "Oh, you're saying now, el nira din no staff the kavanos ol malchus shemayim." And the nearest Ikar Chet to the Mitzvah, whom Hashem Kabbalah to all of Shemayim. Are you day, my Ister Kriya? When we Shum Hachi, who the Chol Tim Kriya Shemayim Shar Mitzvah to the Peh. Came in the Mitzvah, Ikar Akriya, Mikabel, the Liba, all Mach Shemayim, but Oshai Chom was at Shemayim Kona. That looks like that. Yeah. He started the Shalom. Yeah. He's saying, this he started by saying, Hashem Nira Bebir, the very Shalom. So that's what he's saying. The Ikar Mashem is Bari, the Kabbalah, all Shemayim, whom we goof a Chet to the Mitzvah. Yeshachichi brings that's why Kavan is not here, and many things that we just said. So therefore, it comes out, someone says it's against the Ramban, but Lamaisa, that's the Rav at this point. And there's another addition, which he said that was in Simon Dalit this paper. An earlier Simon in this paper, Simon Bays, in Simon Bays, the Rav quoted another Nafkamina. So again, that Nafkamina is that the notion of Shomei Kaona doesn't work by Kriyashma. There's another Gemara. Look at the Gemara Brachos you've given with base. Again, it's all that same dot. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, 41, interesting Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Vadzul Kriyashma Shmuzah Nas. Okay, Shmuzah Nas, his whole Kriyashma was just the first part of what he said. Amalei Rebbe, Rav Rebbe Chir, this side point is interesting. So Chazina Leila Rebbe, the Kabbal Alei Mafu Shemayim. Rav and Abchir were talking, he said, you know, apparently Shmuzah Nas used to give a shir early in the morning, before dawn, you know, and he went on and they went on, and they say, when was he in the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim? I never saw it. He says, Barmalei Barpachti, the Shosh Shemayim Yodav Alpon on the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. When he covered his eyes, that's what he was doing. To my knowledge, that's the only remnant in the Gemara to this widespread, meaning that everybody knows the babies are coming by. I never said it in the Gemara. This is the one of the, it's up to Kabbalah, you handle this, but you know, it's not in the Gemara. And you know, you have to concentrate. I'm not even sure it's the Shemayim, but the cover your eyes, I think it's the close your eyes on the idea of taking your hand, so, you know, and covering, and it's fine to close your eyes. It's okay to close your eyes. But the main, the whole twist of straw is to cover your hand. I think there's an allusion to it in this Gemara. Oh, Rebbe, you said, do it. Anyway, so then the Gemara discussed, did he say the rest? Did he not say the rest? Huh? I don't know if the brisket, the Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam just says, close your eyes. So, I don't know. There's at least a remnant of this Gemara. Anyway, he finished saying it, said it late, didn't say it later, and the Gemara goes on. Amar b'ilah b'reid of Shmuel b'am b'at and Shedarab. Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'nenas b'sheina. What happens if you say Shema Yisrael, it goes off. You know, it goes off, right? The Shavuos morning or whatever, right? The Shavuos morning, I know my Shavuos, I always bang on the table and I walk around and I make a lot of noise, you know, because I keep awake, but I double awake. I mean, by after almost nobody's weight. I can, you know, and by after, I think nobody's weight. Those two things, I mean, happens to be my story. I read almost every after, so I'm lucky I'm able to stay awake. It doesn't help the rest of the people. But anyway, Shema is too tired. So, you don't say, I'm going to knock on the door. I'll be the Tsuka Kama Tsar and Fredo Tsar. And Nachman told his Evid, look, you know, check them, we make sure I'm awake, at least for the first part. After that, we need a moment. And those are. I'm going to Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi, Avuchai, Chavu, he said, I'm going to Tsuka Kama, I'm going to Tsar Nafshi, Fredo Tsar Nafshi. Fine. So, you see, this is also a difference between the first part and the rest of Shema in terms of dozing off. The best idea is not to doze off, but okay. Okay? As the Rashi explains, Rav would learn before, we said it before. Okay, but look at Rashi, West Rashi, 42. Psuka Tamatani, where Isani, Menavni, Isani, those off. Tareni, Acha, Anari, Yafir, and Possum, at least be wide awake for the first part. So wait a second. How kind of business is this? Rabbi Yudan Nafsi only said the first Possum? What's that? I'm always said, didn't go back and say the rest later. You only have to be awake for the first Possum? What happened to Rabbi Yudan? So, in fact, I'm going to digress now for a moment. In fact, there are some Rishon of the opinion. Well, yes, because the only thing that's Doraisa is the first pasuk. And we're moving away now for a moment from our discussion, the digression. Okay? How much of Kriya Shema, you know, consists of three parshas? How much is Doraisa? There's some Rishon of the opinion that only the first pasuk is Doraisa. That's the Ramban, for example, 1043, Ramban, Muhammad, and Rosh Hashanah, Zion Al, and Dr. Riff, come over to Zion Al Beit. Okay? He says, if the same mitzvah says kavanah, so shouldn't the whole kriyishma require kavanah? Ain't a shayla. He says, "Iker kriyishma pasuk rishon ubo yotzei yedei chavas." You discharge your biblical obligation. The first pasuk which my alone. Kedamina lahasam shma yisrael shemakena shemechad zui kriyishma yonatzi. The rav missed gemara. Otherwise, what? Yudah Rashi wasn't the kind of mitzvah deraisa. Hold on. Obviously, it's only the first thing is deraisa. This my Nami Hosan, the Ramban is the second riot. He said, that's that Sukhya Shema Yisrael. They wake up, they shouldn't sleep, only the first part. So that's how the Ramban writes. The Rashbon of Children 44, Delek Alison and Shin Chop, Afo Pisha ain't the right, tell a Pasuk Rishon. Only the first part. The Chidush Ritva, this part is not a sheet of letters, but it's in the Chidush Ritva that they printed in the manuscript. Ulina, Ubirchus, Kudimas Ulina, name is Ubirchus, this is Gimel Rao, not a different Rao, Gimel Rao, in the Ritva. He says it too. So these Rishon of the opinion only the first pasuk the right. They're right. The Rashbo in the beginning of Brachos, based on Alex 46, is talking now according to Rashi, and he says, why do we say only Parsha Rishonim? Especially that's the first pasuk in Shas, especially those communities they would not like now. They have an early meaning for Myra, they were before the taste, and so on and so forth. So they ask, okay, repeat it later. We're going to repeat it later. You only say the first parsha later. The answer is, there'd be a masha anu ko, and masha ain anu ko, and a parsha rishon, and they shall tell it. That's one that's the right. Should be Rehim, the bottom. We said it in shul, I was the right, the bottom doesn't matter. Okay, so again, you see there, it's the first parsha that's the right. That's how you say for your Rehim. Not the first part of the first parsha. It's a parsha rishon. That's the response that's there on Bezal. End of that, the Ramaskol in the main. Parsha rishon. They'd be Rehim. They were mitzvahs from Allah. It tells us to erase and invade the old line when I had it on the Lamadnu shechayu alam in Rishma ad Rahim Shema boker v'erev shechiva v'kima. Okay? It's just from Rishma until Rahim Shema, the first parasha. Okay? She'ein mitzvahs in Tuvah el parasha Rishon. He says like that also. Then there's a sheet in the Pichorosh. I have to say, in the wrong state to hear, he quotes it to the Ben Yonah that says the first two parashas. I couldn't find the Ben Yonah. By the Ben Yonah I saw, he said the first, it was like the first parasha. So, maybe they already know somewhere else doesn't say where, but the Pichodesh does say before. In Simon Son of Zion, Sif Alf and Arachayim, the Pichodesh writes, he says, Parsha Shema and Rahim Shema has stayed Parsha Shema that Torah. Right. He's saying himself. Okay, I don't think he's going to say, he thinks the Rambam holds like that, but the truth is the Rambam most learned, but the Rambam is another sheet. So he has the first part, the first Parsha, the first two Parshas. The Rambam seems to say all three Parshas. Look at the Rambam, he was Kriyash Ma Parak Alav of Alav, Hamayim Bechoyom, Koron Kishva Erev, Shem of Shachot Kumecha, all three parshas are right. Good. 1 second. So taking, leaving out the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rashba all learned that just the first pasuk is the right. The other Rishonim who learn the first parsha is the right. The other, if there are Rishonim, Pichadis and early Achon, say the first two parts. The Ramban says three parts. What do I do with this Gemara? If he fell asleep, it's okay, we won't have the first part. And it's pretty common because the Rambam himself, looking at 50, the Rambam himself, Paskin, Park Basil of the Gimel, Only the pasuk rishon, we said that before. You got to stop. If you're walking, you got to stop for pasuk rishon. Rashar karol malakas. So that's the we said earlier. Hayoyoshin mitzan also meirin osad sheikla pasuk rishon mekama erechim. And also shena ein mitzan also. On itself says only the first pasuk rishon. Right. So what's going on? Okay. So I just printed the ragged shavur, and it's up with tayach and ramah hakus kriyshma tarik beis alach alas. Says hine maravar kan the yesh garson ad kan mitzus kavana. So daf yud gimel. Ad kan mitzus kavana with kriyam elach says the yesh beis chiyuvim. He is the two chiyuvim. Echad kriyas aparshas and echad kavos on hakshamayim. Hine kavos on hakshamayim. So kolechad kavos on hakshamayim. He quotes that shomei kavana. It's the ragged shavur. Very cryptic. Anyway, he says two separate things. Okay. But anyway, the Rav, based on this, the Rav in back in the base, you know, Gimel, right? He says, I don't understand, according to the Ramban and all the other people, he says, how can the other Shalom say more than the first Pasuk? What do we do with this Gemara about the guy with the Shavuot us? He only said the first Pasuk. Or you only have to have be awake for the first Pasuk. Okay? So he says, on the whole of the Gemara, the Pasuk Krishna and the Krishna is time, Shafir Chiyu with the Mitzvah Krishna. He's saying the other way. He's saying that Marshall Lakhard writes a sign of Pasuk Rishon. Okay. He says, Dashanir Pizet, Apri Mashin Bar, the Cholok the Kriyashma the Kriyas Megillah the Kippurim. The Kriyas Megillah, the Chetzer Mitzvah, Guf Kriyas Megillah. Okay, the Chetzer Mitzvah is Kriyas Megillah. It's the Megillah. Achir Miskayim the Etzim Kriyas Taylor. And therefore, we say that let's say a person didn't read the whole Megillah. He only read half the Megillah. Then he came whatsoever? No. He says, Pshita, the culture in a car school, ain't time came to feel a came to the Chatzi Megillah, Hachison, who begrew from Chatzi the Mitzvah. I said, the Chatzi Mitzvah, I haven't done it. The Chatzi Megillah, Lav Megillah, do me the Chatzi Shiva Chilis Matzah. The Lav Shlachim, I only had half of it. You don't get partial credit. Okay, you don't get partial credit in these cases. The whole shachisarnu beguf amir chetzer the mitzvah poshur lechatzis shir like after the mitzvah kiyum. Masha ain came the kriya shma nehi the ma'isa mitzvah kriya he called machon like we said before ikra kiyum who didn't come out on machon shemayim belayv. Kriya ain't a elavatars hechatimsa lekiyum kabbalas on machon shemayim. Not like the other shabbos today. The whole kriya of the parsha of kriya shma is a hechatimsa to get to kabbalas on machon shemayim. One big package, one big entity. Okay, everything is part of Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim. Hashir Shel Gimel Parsha Shemar Chovas Kriyas Araisa Eina Eladin Shir Bechovas Hagavra. The person has to say three parshas to get the full whatever of but and Kol Shelo Hishim Kriyas Kol Gimel Parsha Eina Kati Rama Lachovah Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. Halo Ein Zedin Shir Bekuf Hachetzer Kriyas Shema. Okay. This is saying just the first pasuk. It's not a chotzi shir. It is a kiyum. It's a full kiyum. In what? Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim. Right. It's an expanded. Okay. And that's what he's learning. And he goes on. We don't have the time, but it's worth reading there a few moments. I'm just saying it's another way, but what it breaks down that the essence of all of Kriya Shema, all three parshas, is Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim plus. What's the bare minimum of Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim? The first pasuk. That's how the Rav wanted this. I just want to finish up by raising some an interesting question. You know, first I just pointed out in Siman Samach, looking at the Siman Samach Siv Hey in the Shohar of Aruch Chaim. So the Shohar pasuk is a Kari Shema Velokim and Liv Pasuk Rishon Shema Yisrael Lo Yotza. Ashar, say like we explained, the Shabur says in Yukat Nirala. It says exactly everything we've said. Kavana zu amur kan einena ha-kavana the fifth dollar. The shavua kavana lotzei seichovas mitzvah. That's all the things, right? If you hold mitzvah suit as kavana, that's why, ha-sheinikin kavana zu is bonem al-asuma libo ma-sha omer l'chach u-likuva nak-pa-pasuk rishon she-ikor ikar kavala samach. It doesn't say it below, but he does say the first pasuk has the ikar kavala samach. He's saying the daik of the Mishabur. He's saying the rest is also just not ikar. I don't know. We don't see the daik of the Mishabur like that. The Rav was getting at the Mishabur, but it's possible. But he's saying the same thing. So I just want to mention, it's interesting, just in terms of, how do you see that other things are included in Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim too beyond the first pasuk? If the whole thing is Yichud Hashem. So I just want to point out, we just had a Tisha B'Av, right, that's Urug and Malchus. So the Gemara has the Brachas, Tamach Halav and Beis, The Shah showed Tzias of Akiva when they took a Akiva out to, you know, to torture him to death. It was not Kriyasa, right? He died and we said the word Achad. And by the Sokka, Shomash Shekhar Shabbat, it was scraping his skin, playing his skin, and he's Makabal Omar Shamayim. And his Talmud said, Rebbe Yadkana, Rebbe Yadkana, well, you know. He says, Omar Lahem, Kol Yom Ha'isim, it's star, or Possum Zem Bechol Ma'afshecha, Pazul No Tos Ma'afshecha. The Mor says he's Makabal Omar Shamayim. But what Possum was he thinking of? Different Possum, Bechol Ma'afshecha, Pazul No Tos Ma'afshecha. I just want to suggest you can die from that statement of Akiva that Kabbalah Samachon goes beyond that first pasuk. In other words, because it says it's true, he's only saying the first pasuk. He died when he said the word Bechot, right? But I'm just saying, according to this Gemara, he was Mekayim in his mind the mitzvah of the Chol Bochum, Chol Nafshecha, Chol Medecha, Chol Nafshecha, Pilu Notos Nafshecha, as a means of it. Looks like he was Mekabel of Omar Choshmah. That's part of Kabbalah Samachon. So maybe. At, you know, just a riot is an extension of Kabbalah Sanach Hashemayim. Okay? Yeah, what was it?
You see that also. Before, when it's after the Gemara, it's not there, whether it's Raya or.
I was going to say, it could be the Rekiva holds like that on the sheet, the word Alarecha goes. Exactly, I think exactly right. I'm going to say it. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Could be Rekiva, even though Rekiva was the one who said the whole first part, but go on, go see that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Just a couple other quick things to finish up. You know, there also seems to be an Indian from a warm Pesach and then Val Meralas that you should stop after the word Shema Yisrael Shema Chod and stop before you start. You'll have to pause for a minute. Okay, also shows that, you know, that's a separate thing. It appears in Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, if you doubt it, talk about Hapsik, okay, because that's the Iker Kabbalah talk. Okay, we don't have time for that. I really wanted to get to the back page and ask a very interesting question. Let's assume for a moment it's Shema Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch, that's the Iker Kabbalah talk. Aruch. We'll finish with this. Which word? In Shema Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch. It's just interesting, on the word Anoche Shema Kecho, in the Seres HaDibur, it's also in the Seres HaDibur, back in Yisrael, so take a look in Source 50 of Ramban, in Shmos Parakhov Posting Base, Anoche Shem Okecha, says, Hadomer Hazem Mitzasei, Omar Anoche Hashem, Yorub Yitzavos Om Sheyedu V'Aminu Kiyesh Hashem, Uvelo Kimorem. There is a God, and He is our Master, and our Supreme Judge, and so on. Koma Hova Kadmon, and so on and so forth. And look at the Ramban writes, V'zu HaMitzah Tikra V'Divra V'Seinu Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim is this notion of believing in Hashem, Anoche Hashem Elokecha, which, yes, somehow he conjoins them. And I'm thinking what the Ramban means is that maybe it's when you say Elokeinu, that's when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, He's our God, right? I mean, you know, that's part of Kabbalah Anoche Shemayim also. Now the Rashbo in the Tshuva, Chelek Heisim and Nunhei in the Tshuva, Zuh Om Elokeinu, Shukron Elokus, Manhig, Dayan, seems not to say that way. It's perhaps different. But the other, probably the more common, is when you, if you want to say that same daf and brachas, you do more days, Tanya, Sumchus Omer Kol Amarach Be'achad, Marich Ma'ayom Rishon also, right? The famous one, that never extends the Echad. So a lot of times here in Yeshiva and other places, people sometimes get carried away. Right, so it's questionable whether you should do that because you don't want to swallow it. And people say Echadeh and Echadeh, because it says Omer Acha Ev Yaakov Uve Dalet. The Dalet, you're supposed to extend the Dalet. That's a neat trick because the Dalet is the way we pronounce the Dalet, you can't do it. Right? Which is, they bring us a raya that the Yemenites, the Tamanim, pronounce the Dalet like the TH in the word Zuh. Right? You can extend as long as, you know, certain letters, like an R. You can say R, M, you can say as long as you like. But certain lip letters, B, D, P, whatever, you can't extend them. With a TH and Zuh, you can extend it. So, all right, whatever. I'm not trying to really change your pronunciation, but the point is, you extend the Dalet, however you do it, not to be chotim b'ches, to get a long life. But anyway, Rabbi Yirmiyahu have Yosef Kamei Luchiba Abba Chazar Marach Tzuvah Amalei Kevin Amlichtei Lamala Ulamato La'azul Shemayim Sulot Tzitzit. You have to be Mamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up, down, right, left, and all around, you know, in all the directions. It's up, down, all four directions. That's usually when you're saying Echad. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. When you're Marach B'ches and Dalad, so not like the Rambam, we just said in the Elokeinu, but rather than the word Echad. The Rambam passes, it was Kirish Ma'aparek Breiz off the test. Tzarek L'harach B'dal Shal Echad. Today, Shalom Lechul, B'shmaim Baruch Hashem Ruach Hashem says before. That's when you say Echad, right? Tzarek L'harach B'dal, when you say the Dal with Echad. Today, that's when your Mamal Kachar is Baruch Hu. Okay, and Shulchan Aruch also says, in the Talmud Chalach Tifal, Sarva Harak Bechesh Shalachad, Kadeshim Chakta Bavuan, and so on. He says, not the Dalat, but the Ches. All right, it's all the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mouth. That's when you say the word Echad. Okay? It's interesting, because well, why the word Echad? Why is that Malchus or love anything else? You see from two places that Kadosh Baruch Hu being the one only is an inyan of Malchus. Okay, right. That's correct. And the idea is we see from the Tosfos Arash points out in Brachos Yud-Beis and Aleph that, you know, you have, when you say a bracha, you have to say every bracha has to have a melech in it. Hashem and Malchus. So what about Rosh Hashanah 56? It's called Brachas Main Shem. On Friday night, you say Morgan Ovos, you know, with Melech. Brachas on Kelim Kusin, on Kelim Kusin, on Kelim Kusin, on Kelim Kusin, right, so where's Malchus? So the Rosh Hashanah, he says, the Kelim Kusin ain't come over. Instead of the word ain't come over, the Chosh should come on Malchus. Right? So by the way, like in Rosh Hashanah, we say the 10th Pasuk. Malchus, my sister and chod, the tenth pasuk. Right, Tosfos and Brachos member base is the same thing. Lemaisa, ain't come over means Malchus. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, in a different context, in Reish on a test, the Kanalik, right? If you daven Ma'ariv and you have to repeat the Kriya Shema, he says, you just say Chav and Lotan and Mitzvah Seishal Kriya Shema. He just says Kriya Shema. Doesn't say Kalos on Lotan. So maybe the talks of Sudan Kriya Shema. Just end by mentioning what they call from the Sultan Mountain. There are many people, Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and above and below and the right, left, and all around every direction. So they're all very good. So they forget about one thing, except the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech over me. I'm so busy with all these grandiose things that come to the king of the whole universe in every direction. That's very good, says the Sultan. Remember to be Mamachim over yourself as well. Okay, we shall have a good Shabbos.